Yeah, the best I remember, we always had just regular towels and wash cloths. Back then, I remember there was a certain type of dish, washing powders you could buy, and it would have a washcloth in it. Or if you got the large economy size, yeah. It had a towel. If you got small, it had a washcloth.
Oh, they came with it.
Came with the detergent.
Yeah.
And I can remember Mama telling Daddy, if he was the one going shopping that time, she'd say, be sure to get. And I don't remember the name of the washing powder, but she said, be sure and get that. It's got the towel in it.
That was a good gimmick they had, I guess.
I don't know how much washing detergent you got, but you got the towel.
Yeah. Do you ever remember cooking on the fire?
On the hearth?
Yeah.
I can remember Daddy making popcorn and stuff like that on the hearth. And I remember one time when it was real cold in the wintertime, and Mama hung a pot of soup or something over the fireplace, but normally we didn't cook.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe she might have cooked a few dried beans. You know, just put them on and let them cook
so
all day.
That you cook
simmer.
A long time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But normally we didn't cook over the fireplace.
What kind of pans did you have? Stuff,
we usually use the old iron skillets. Mm-hmm. About all of our cooking ware was the heavy iron kettles, and the tea kettle that sat on the stove all the time was iron with a crooked spout. Even up to huge iron pots that we used like when you're killing a hog or something. They're so big I couldn't lift them, so.
Put a big ham in there or something like that. Did the skillets have, did you have the kind of have legs on them?
I can remember Mama called that one the spider. I don't know why, but that one, it had three legs on it. I remember that one very well. And I can remember her baking cornbread and that one a time or two over, set it in the coals and the
Uh-huh. What kind of cornbread would you have?
Well, I can remember for years, Daddy just went to mill and had his own corn ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember never having home ground flour. He always bought it, but I know for years he made his own cornmeal.
And how would you make the bread? In a big piece or separate?
So many of us, usually she'd make a big pan of cornbread, just a cake of cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember she had an old iron that made corn, what she called corn sticks, or about that long.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have one of them now that mine's probably not old. But it made the corn, what's called corn sticks, and it was
just little,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Excuse me. Did you ever put anything else in the cornbread? Besides just meal or eggs or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, crackling. You never eaten crackling cornbread?
I never made it. I've eaten some.
I went to my brother's the other day, and he's a butcher, and he had saved me some cracklings, and I come home and made a big pan of crackling cornbread, and man, it was good. Mom always just put egg and milk and shortening in hers, but she'd make crackling cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And she made what she called a, and then my sister makes it now, and it's really goes over. She takes it to her office to work. You put chili peppers and stuff in it, the Mexican corn.